We're going to begin Daf Samach Gimel 63. Okay, moving right along. Taman Kaninon. This is still talking about the same thing. It's not a new halacha. This is a halacha ches is in parentheses when I garris it. I'm not sure. Taman Kaninon. So we learned in a Mishnah in Peah. Namala alekav alachukav alpeah b'shaitan. That is to say, if you have four people who are amaratzim, and normally an amaratz is not believed to say that something is, you know, the mutter because it was mussar, right? But here you have a poor person, and he's telling you that this food that I'm giving you came from lekach shechem peah. Now lekach shechem peah is pater from maisus altogether because it's hefker for the aniyim. And as long as it's b'shaiton, meaning it's a time of year when lekach shechem peah is available. Obviously, it's during the harvest time, right? So that's what it says over there in peah. So Gemara is trying to ask a question. Hocha adam or hachein? And here you're saying nam ha'aretz, who is known to have a field in Surya, is not believed to claim that the produce that he's selling has already had maizers taken from it. We said because it no longer has a pesha or pesha hinter, right? Now, let's see here. So, our Mishnah holds. This is the diak he's making over here. I'm not sure I get it 100%. Our Mishnah clearly holds that the Amharetz would not have been believed had he said that the produce came from a goy's field or from outside Eretz Yisrael. Because if he would have been believed in those cases, he should still have a migu, right? He could say, I'm the Amaretz. I'm sitting here in Surya. You know that I have a field in Surya. So I'm telling you this came from my field, but I took maizes. So if we knew that he had the field, we say, no, there's no Pesha Asar. But what about the Migu? He could have said, this came from a guy's field. I bought it from a guy. Or this papers came from outside Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, if I would have said that, I also would not have been believed, right? So that, the Gemara is saying, is inconsistent with the Mishnah in Peah, because that tells me that Amoritz is believed to say that this is Lekach Shechem Peah, even though there are other sources, right? Even though Amrish is saying he's not believed that it came from this field of a goy. In other words, what's the difference between one Ptur and another? I'm the Amo Aretz. We're making a diuk that we obviously don't believe the Amo Aretz to say he got it from a field of a goy. What's the difference between my saying it's Lekach Shechem Peah Paris, that you believe me, because I have access to it, it's B'shaiton, it's the time of year, and any other time of year, and I tell you this came from a guy's field. Why don't you believe me then? Why am I believed in one case and not in the other case? That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay. Taman, the Gemara answers like this, Pasha answer. Taman, over there, in the case of Peah, Shtikaso Potter. If he doesn't say anything, it would be Potter. Because we assume it came from like a Shechem Peah. Why do you assume it came from Lekach Shechem Peah? Because it's the time of the harvest, and we assume that the poor person, where's he getting his food from? Like, where everybody's getting the food from. He's Rus, right? He's getting everything from Boaz. Baram Hocha, but over here in our Mishnah, if the Amoretz who's selling produce in Surya, if he was quiet, Shtikaso Chayev. His being quiet would be a chai of him because we know he owns a field in Surya. Okay, but Tony K, the Gemara confirms the answer. Sheshtikoso Potter, where if he would have been quiet, it would have been Potter from Mysris. Nemon af lahakal, then he's believed to say that it already had the Mysris taken. Where Shtikoso lahachmer, if he would have had to go to Chumra, if he had been quiet, Perusha lahakal, then if he says, that and then he subsequently said, and then he said that he took the maestros, then Eino Ne'amon, he's not believed. So I changed around the gears a little bit here, but that's what the gears that they have here. Right? Tony, Guy Shai Tzaveachlein, but he had a guy who's standing there and screaming. He's crying out. He's saying, look, come and take my stuff. There's an assumption here in all the things that we're going to quote now, that the guy is crying out, that all the things he's saying here are a maila in the peri. In other words, he's going to say things which are going to promote people to want to buy these peris. A marketing point. So he says, peris azekein. These are peris of azek. Now, what's peris of azek? So it says over here, there was a whole discussion over here. So this is apparently machlokes rishonim over here, exactly what's going on here. So Rashi quotes his rabbeim, who say that azek means it's guarded. So what would guarded mean? Guarded means like this. It's a Shemitah year. In the Shemitah year, are you allowed to guard your peris? Absolutely not. You have to let the fields be open. Why are you going to guard your peris? You're going to guard your peris because your peris are so valuable that you want to prevent anyone from coming into your field to take them. So the guy thinks he's going ahead and promoting and saying, right, look how good my stuff is. It came from a guarded field. That's Rashi's Rabbeim. They said that Azek means it's a guarded field during the Shemitah year. Rashi himself disagrees with his Rabbeim for a very interesting reason. He says, Shmira by Shemitah does not asur the peri. It's also for you to lock people out, but that doesn't create an isser on the peri. So therefore, that doesn't work here, because we're trying to say that the guy is saying things which he doesn't realize by saying it. He's thinking he's promoting it, but it turns out what he's saying tells us that it's asur. For instance, the next one, it's going to say it's orlai. He's saying, oh, it's fresh. Fresh fruit, stuff right off the tree. It just grew for the last 3 years. So that's Arla, it's going to ruin it. Or Netarvoy, it's the fourth year. Also not good because it has to go to Yerushalayim, right? So those are cases of Isser. So therefore, Rashi doesn't like his Rabbeim's pshat. He says a different pshat. And he says, Azek is the name of a city in Eretz Yisrael known for high-quality fruits, right? And because it says it's a pasuk in Yeshua. And therefore, what he's saying is, oh, these came from Azek. But once we hear it came from Azek, we know it's come from Eretz Yisrael, and it's Chayv and Maestras. So he's creating a problem, again, a problem. Not that it's also Manoah, but he's creating issues. Okay, that's a Machlokes Rishonim. So, Goy Shayit Tzemach Mirma, Boil Tulachem Mimeni. Come take from myself, take my fruits. Peres Azekin, Peres Olahein, Peres Netra Voihein, Eino Neamon. He's not believed, meaning you assume that the seller meant only to embellish the quality of his goods. There's no actual truth in his pronouncement. It's what we call false advertising, right? Exactly. Im Amar Migoy Ploini Havesim, and if he says, I brought them from so-and-so, he names the guy who he bought them from, Neman Lahachmer, he's believed to be strict. Tivei Rebbe, in other words, if, let's see, how's it's Lahachmer? One second, 18. We suspect the food is indeed produce of Shemitah or Arla, but only regards to Isurim. One cannot be lenient. In other words, like this. So you assume that it's Tevel. And you can't can't be mafresh from other tevel that you have on that tevel. So you only go to chumra within that tevel itself. That's basically the idea. So that's Rabbi Shita, that you will believe him lechumra, and the chachamim say no. Divrei goy loymalin milmeiridim. We don't pay any attention to it. The whole thing is sheker, right? Frank the Gemara, Rav Yudin Boy, he asked a question, what if he wasn't being tzaveach? He was tam talking, having a shmooze, and he mentioned it. So are we choshish for it, not choshish for it? The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Rav Yudin Boy, another question. What about kuti? Is a kuti like a guy or not like a guy? In other words, that's the age-old question that we talk about a lot in this Masechta. So the Gemara says, on Chasamach Gilom Abayis, Ispalgan, there's a machlokes about this. They had a disagreement whether you say kusi kagdai divrei Rabbi. Rabbi holds that the kusi has a lacha like a guy. And Shimon Gamliel says, well, no, that's a kisrael lachodavri. He has a lacha like a yisrael for all matters. So it's a question whether Gary Emes or Gary Arias. This is the question. Next, we said if we know he has a field, then he loses the Pesha Asar, Amarabun Barchira, Hushihe Rav Machnasa Mishalom. That's if the majority of what he brings to the storehouse is from his own field. So if Rav of his source is his own field, he has a large farm, that's one thing. But if he has a small little plot of land and he's buying from many different places and most of the stuff comes from other places, you'll go bust a Rav, right? Yisrael Shahila Aris Basurya. If a Jew had a sharecropper who was an Amal Aretz in Surya, the Shilach Lo Peris, and the sharecropper sent produce to the landowner, Va'amar, he said, Harel Musarin, he said, you should know, I took mises from this. Ani Omer, Min HaShuk Lokach, I'll say that he bought from the local market in Surya, rather than the field that he was working on. And it don't, so you don't have to take any maestros, because he's not Moritz, right? In other words, his edus that he took maestros is not believed, because he's not Moritz. But we have another way of being miyashev where the payers came from, that they didn't come from my field, they came from the market. And from the market, you don't have to take maestros. Just read footnote 5 for a second. We assume when the sharecropper said the produce is tithe, what he really meant to say was the produce is completely exempt from tithes because it came from a local market. There's no concern that he took the produce from the field he's working, for he's not suspected of removing produce from the field without the owner's knowledge. That's like, you know, he's upkeep on Geneva very much. Okay, that's one thing he says. Okay, next. Hushi and I said, man, what's he mishuk? Of course, that's talking about where that item that he's sending him is available in the market. If he's sending him a unique fruit, which is only in his own in his own field, obviously, that you have to be worried. As long as in other words, this heter is not limited to where the sharecropper does not have that in his field. Meaning, even though he has that in his field, as long as it's available in the local market, we can assume it came from the local market. That's basically what it's saying.
Wait, so he's working the field, and he's a sharecropper.
He's an aris. He's not an aris working for somebody else.
He's sending
produce and saying it came from the field. But he didn't say it came from the field. He's saying these pears that I'm sending you is musar.
Right.
Does he say the actual words that it came from the field?
Yeah, elu musar. No, he doesn't say it.
Doesn't say that word. So
he sends it as a present. So we're right. Saying that mistama, he went to the local market and bought that.
Correct.
Why? Because he wouldn't take from the field without the reshus of the thing. But doesn't he own a part of it? Doesn't he get a third or a quarter?
Yeah.
And he wants to say, thank you, Joe, for giving me...
You know,
that's what the footnote says, but I don't understand that assumption.
I'm guessing that... I guess that there's a certain point in time where did they divide it up beforehand.
And he wouldn't be able to...
Before that, it's like, you know, you don't have the right to start...
But then this case is a little schwach, because you're saying it's not possible that he took it from his own field... So we just assumed that he went to the shuk and he bought it. So if we're saying that he didn't take it from... So the chiddush is that he didn't take it from the field?
Yes.
That's the chiddush? That's the whole point of the Gemara?
That's the chiddush.
Okay.
Also, the word v'shilach either could imply some type of shlichus, or that I was originally thinking that it was just like a distance, meaning you can't say that he wouldn't act without the owner's consent and involvement, because v'shilach is far away. Like he's sending it to an owner that's further away, so he has authority to act.
He's in Syria, and the owner is in Eretz Yisrael. He sent it with UPS, so he sent it FedEx next day, you know, with the cooler.
Yep. Okay. Okay, you want to keep going?
Yeah, up to you guys.
Am Haaretz Sh'amar L'Chaver. The Am Haaretz tells the Chaver, Kach li agudas yarek. He sends him on a shlichus. He says, go buy me a bundle of vegetables. Kachli kluskin echad, buy me a loaf of bread. Lokeach stam. He can buy the items without saying to the seller that I'm buying these for an Am Haaretz. In other words, I'm going to say in a second. Potter, and he's exempt from taking maaseres. The pshat is like this. The chaver is not getting involved at all on a personal level. In other words, it's not a question of lifting evil or sitei mitchel. I'm using your money to do something for you. I'm not involved in this. I'm just doing you a favor, whatever. I'm doing your shlichus to go save you the trip. And so therefore, I don't care what I'm giving you. It might be tevel. It might not be tevel. I'm not going to assume that the person who's selling to me sees that I'm a chaver and therefore assumes that whatever I buy, I'm going to take maaseres from. All these assumptions, you don't have to make cheshbonos. You're getting it direct. That's what it seems to be, right? I think in footnote 10 on 63b, I think he goes into this at length. It says since the produce never belonged to the chaver, there's no obligation on him to tie the produce before delivering it to the Am Haaretz. Now the Chazon Ish asks, this is the brackets. He asks the question. He says, isn't a problem with the Iver? All the way down towards the middle of the end, he says, Chazon Ish suggests an Am Haaretz in question is either a poor person or a guest to whom they are allowed the distribution of demai as long as no payment is received in return. Under such circumstances, the Mishnah permits the chaver to deliver the produce to the Am Haaretz, since he's giving the Am Haaretz produce that already belongs to him. No sale or exchange is taking place. Okay, there are answers. It could be that there is a problem. I'm not sure. Okay. Imam Razu Shalivu Zushal Chaveri, if the chaver said to the seller that this loaf or bundle of vegetables is mine, and this one is my friend's, Binis Arvu, and then they became mixed up in the 7 mile market bag, is Chayav La'aser, but then you obviously have to take Mashas, because there, if I'm giving them, or it's my thing, then he might end up, right, Afilo Heimeya, even if there's 100 portions that were bought from the Amoritz, and mine is only one portion, we don't say it's bought, why? Because this is the famous rule, Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, right? Because you can be Meister, you take Meister from it, and then you can be Masak in it, so then you never say this bottle. Let's stop here. All right?